Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Beis 9b, pagination 18, dealing with a special mitzvah mentioned in the Parsha of Bahar called Yovel. Yovel, the 50th or Jubilee year, is the year that occurs after seven cycles of the 7 years of Shemitah. So let's go back for a second and appreciate that normally there's a cycle called Shemitah, 6 years, and then the seventh year, the land is fallow. We don't plant, we don't harvest. It's left open for the public. An individual farmer does not actively act as the owner on his field during the Shemitah year. After seven such cycles occurred, there would be a 50th year called Yovel, which has special rules. Now, Shemitah, which is every seventh year, has a rule in addition to the land lying fallow and allowed that whatever grows is allowed to be taken by the public. It also has a rule that at the end of Shemitah, there's Hashmatas Ksafim, that loans become automatically forgiven unless we take specific steps to hand them over to Beis Din, in which case it's as if it was collected, and then this rule would not nullify the loan. But if it's a regular loan that's out there, due date has already arrived, it's just overdue and sitting, then Shemitas Ksafim, the end of Shemitah, would nullify that loan. And that's the concept, if you want to take this further, that's the topic called Prusbel, in which we actively do something about the loan in order that we should be able to collect it after Shemitah. Now, getting back to Yovel, Yovel is similar to Shemitah in that it also has the field lie fallow, but it's different than Shemitah in that there is no Shemitas Ksafim. If you would take a loan out and it would become due, the end of Yovel doesn't nullify that loan. That loan won't be nullified until the end of the next coming Shemitah in 7 years. Now, Yovel is unique, although it doesn't have Shemitas Ksafim. It's similar to Shemitah in that the land lies fallow, and it also has special rules. These rules are mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. They would blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, and at that time, the slaves, Jewish slaves owned by Jewish owners, to be real simple about this, the case in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, real simple case, that such a slave would go free. And in addition, land that was sold, Veshavtam ish el achuzaso, would return to the land, would be reunited with its original ancestral owner. The psukim that we're focused on are found Parshas Bahar, Perek Chaf Hei in Vayikra, psukim Tes and Yud. And over there, the pasuk tells us Ta'aviru shofar, you'll blow shofar, Krosem Duror, you'll call freedom to the slaves. Yovel hi, it is Yovel. Veshavtam ish al achuzaso, and each person will return to his land. Those three items that surround the words Yovel hi, it is Yovel, namely shofar, freedom of slaves, and return of the land, are the discussion of our Gemara what would happen if one of them did not take place? Would it still be considered Yovel? So we start on the first line, at the end of the line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon, and the Gemara says, Yovel hi, it is Yovel, Avapi Shelo Shamtu, even if the land did not return to any owner, there was no land to be returned because no one sold during this time period. Afapi shelo taku, even if they don't blow the shofar, it's still going to be yovel. Yochal afapi shelo shulchu, but if there are no avodim to be returned, then you would think it's still yovel. Tamad lomar hi. No, the word he tells you yovel is that it will be yovel. He, Rashi says, is a limitation. Only if this is done or can be done, otherwise it's not yovel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the item that we look for to decide if it's going to be yovel is shiluach avodim, whether the slaves are going to be free. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Yovel hi afapi shelo shamtu, even if the land does not go back, it'll still be Yovel. Afapi shelo shilchu, even if they didn't return any slaves, it's still going to be considered Yovel. And he uses the word he, which tells you some one thing does have to be done. Yachal afapi shelo taku, tamad lomar hi, but the blowing of the shofar, according to Rabbi Yossi, does have to be done. What we see here, just keeping track of these two opinions, before we move on to the third, which is the majority Chachamim opinion, is that Yovel and he are counterbalancing each other. Yovel says, it'll be Yovel even against your expectations. You're not sure that it should be Yovel because not all the criteria were met. You should know Yovel. No, it is Yovel. But he is a limitation and tells you that certain criteria need to be met. Let's drop down just below the middle on the page. The first words on the line are Bechol Medina, and then we begin. What we've told you so far, that two out of the three have to be met, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and two out of the three have to be met, according to Rabbi Yossi, and that's how Yovel He balances each other, and the Gemara that we're skipping explains why they choose these two and that one, and these two and that one, but that's their basic approach, that some have to be met, and one doesn't. That one has to be met and two did not have to be met, and it still will be considered Yovel. That's how they approached it. But the Chachamim, the majority opinion, says, Shaloshton ma'akvos bo, all three are required for it to be Yovel. They have to blow shofar, there have to be slaves that are being set free, and there has to be ancestral land that is being returned. Kasavri, because they hold, the Chachamim, that are requiring all three. Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, Vilifnei Fanav, Ula Acharov. They hold that when it says, Yovel Hi, certain criteria have to be met, it's all the criteria mentioned in these two psukim, the thing that's mentioned before it, and the thing that's mentioned before that one, as well as the thing that's mentioned afterwards. All three in those psukim have to be met. Asks the Gemara, okay, that's how you learn the word he. All criteria have to be met. Vaksiv, yovel, but it does say the word yovel, and we understood that yovel comes to be inclusive. It comes to tell you, even without meeting all the expectations, it's still going to be yovel. So the first two opinions actually said that two out of the three don't have to be met because of the word of Yovel. So the Chachamim are saying, no, the word he tells you things have to be met, not just one, all three have to be met. Okay, but what are they going to do with the word Yovel that seems to be including something that we wouldn't have anticipated. Says the Gemara, Hahuda afilu b'chutza la'aretz, even in chutz la'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, if there is a Jewish slave, he would be set free through Yovel. And that's what the word Yovel comes to tell you. Even in a case where you didn't anticipate, you didn't think it would apply, it applies even then to a Jewish slave outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'ksiv ba'aretz, doesn't it say in the Psukim that we're dealing with Eretz Yisrael? Answers the Gemara, Hahu b'zman shenoeg duror ba'aretz noeg b'chutz ala aretz. If the criteria are met inside of Eretz Yisrael, then Yovel takes effect and it applies even outside of Eretz Yisrael. B'zman she'en enoeg ba'aretz, en enoeg b'chutz ala aretz. But if it does not apply in Eretz Yisrael, then it would not apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. So these criteria have to be met inside Eretz Yisrael. Once they are met, it applies globally. In recent times, not just recent, but since Second Beis HaMikdash, where Klal Yisrael were not settled according to their Shvatim, which is one of the requirements for Yovel, so they simply did not have Yovel, Shemitah, which does not have these rigid requirements, would still take effect. And therefore, they counted 7 years, they were observing Shemitah, and that's how it was ongoing, but they weren't keeping track of the seventh seven to be Yovel, because they weren't meeting the criteria of the Jewish people according to their Shvatim, settled in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Yovel would not take effect until such time that that level of Geula, of redemption, is once again in place, with Klal Yisrael settled according to their Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.